Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
John King back here at Marathon Park. We're in our first intermission. We're tied at one. The Lumberjacks got on the board first. An even strength goal at the 7:04 mark. Cody Krasowski got the goal. The assists going to Eric Schumacher and Nick Piscula. And the Lumberjacks led it 1-0. Schumacher kept a clearing attempt in the zone in the slot area. Took a shot on goal. Krasowski powdered home the rebound, and he's led it 1-0. Marshfield, though, came back and tied the score. A turnover in the zone gave the Tigers the puck. And putting it away for the goal was Zach Legon, the junior forward. It was a breakout, attempted breakout pass that went to the center. I've never liked that breakout pass in front of your own net. A number of teams do it, and, if, you know, you need to put it on the stick, and if you do put it on the stick, the guy catching it needs to catch it and get it out of the zone. This one either hopped over or was unable to be handled by the player in front, and it slid right out of the stick of the Marshfield player, Legon, and he put the puck away for the goal, and it's 1-1. Saves in the period for Ian Corbett. He had 9, and for Brad Krieger, the Marshfield goaltender, 16. So the Lumberjacks getting many more shot opportunities in that first period, but were only able to put one in, and they find themselves tied now here in the first intermission, 1-1. Tomorrow night, don't forget, it's a triple header of action here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. First up, East girls and boys basketball doubleheader action with Antigo from the East Gym pregame show at 5:45. That will be followed by DC Everest boys basketball as they take on Lakeland in non-conference play. Thursday night, it's a hockey doubleheader, Everest and Marshfield in Game 1, East and Stevens Point in Game 2. And then Friday night, more hoops. First up, Everest and West in a girls and boys basketball doubleheader. That'll be followed by the East boys basketball team taking on Merrill. And then Saturday night, back to hockey as the Lumberjacks travel north to Binaqua to take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. We'll have that game live for you on Saturday night. We'll take one more time. I'll come back and get set for the second period. Tied at 1 here at Marathon Park. Back in Arlington, you're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
John King back here at Marathon Park. He's hockey, also brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. All right, both teams returning to the ice, and we're just about set to go for the second period. Lumberjacks will start with the line of Landon Neal, Andrew Daniel, and Gabe McGinnity, with Trevor Holcomb and Sam Romanti on D. Ian Corbett in net down on our end of the ice. We are always set up on ice level on the south end of rink number 1 here at Marathon Park. And we're underway. Lumberjacks will win this draw back to their defenseman. Romanti sends it ahead. Carried into the zone by Andrew Daniel. He's going to circle behind the net. Look, still look. Send it out to the point, but nobody there. Goes all the way to the other end. Yikes. Not a good start for the Lumberjacks. And Romanski's got to hurry to chase this one down. He's able to get control of it off the glass. Instead, Marshfield will grab it, try to make a move. It slides toward the net. And a shot. That's done. Corbett made a save on that as it got through. A wild scramble in front. Now the Lumberjacks look to clear it. Finally get it out to center ice. Marshfield dumps it right back in. He stodged a bullet right there. Not a good start to the period for the Lumberjacks. Romanski sends it in from center ice, a bouncing puck. And Krieger made a save on that. Lumberjacks control it in the zone. Holcomb over to Romanski, flips it toward the net. That didn't get through. Clear to the corner. Battle for it there behind the net. Cummings sent it to McGinnity. McGinnity out to the point to Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb looks. Now down low. Back out on top. Holcomb. Cross ice. Romanski throws it at the net again. That went high and wide to the corner. All the way out to the opposite blue line to Holcomb. Sends it down to Rob. Cummings got a skate on it. It slides behind the Marshfield net again. He's keeping some pressure on here. They get a partial change. Feck gets on the ice now. Puck is knocked away out to the point again. Romanski tries to send it. It's blocked out of the zone. Here come the Tigers. They've got a man coming in. Shot! Corbett! Got a piece of that with his glove, and it went just wide. Puck loose in the slot. Cummings sends it over to Feck along the far boards. Ben will carry it ahead. Take it into the zone. Carry it down to the corner and around the net. Gets knocked hard into the boards. Puck sliding in front. Off to the side. Now it's in the slot. And Feck gets his stick raised. Can't get a shot away. Puck comes to the corner. Marshfield looks to clear it, and they will. Too far. They had a man out at center ice, but he couldn't corral the pass. And icing will be the call against the Tigers here with 14:56 to play in the second period. Faceoff will come to the right of the Marshfield goaltender, Brad Krieger. Lumberjacks control it. The school has got it. Throws it. That got through. Krieger makes a save on that. Grabbed by Krieger. We're going to get a whistle. What do we have? That came off, I believe. That came off. That's what it is. So we'll get a face-off. .14:46 to play, second period. Face-off's going to come out of the zone to center ice. Puck slides into the zone. Marshfield quickly clears it out. Jack Knuckles tries to grab control of the center ice. Puck checks away from him. Tigers try to carry it into the zone. Krasowski is going to grab it before he gets knocked off the puck. Sends it ahead. Tigers retreat and will grab it. Now it's held in the zone by Schumacher. He skates to the corner to grab it. Tries to center it in front. It's knocked away behind the net. Certainly pass in front of the goal. And they get bounced in on the goaltender. And the Lumberjacks score. We'll see if they give credit to that goal. I think it went in off of the goaltender on the far side. 14:21 to play, second period. The Lumberjacks now lead it 2-1. Got the puck behind the net. Centered in front of it. I think it might have bounced in off the back of the leg of the goaltender, Krieger. We'll see who they credit with the goal there. Lumberjacks quickly win the faceoff and dump it right back in again. McGinnity down in the corner with it. Comes out to the point. Romanski looks. Still looking. Now he'll just send it in deep to the corner again. Holcomb tries to grab a hold of it. Actually, that's Andrew Dano. Comes back out to the point again. Romanski at the blue line. Fans on it. Now Landon Dano picks it up. Sends it over to Holcomb. Holcomb fires a hard wrist or a high one. And a glove save made by Krieger. So they're going to give the goal to Cody Krasowski, his second of the night. And Schumacher gets the assist. He's the one that went in the corner and dug that one out. Puck comes out of the zone off the faceoff, and Holcomb will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Romanski sends a long pass ahead to McGinnity, who backhands it in deep. It slides behind the Marshfield net. Race for the puck there. Tigers have it for a moment. Send it over to the far boards and flip it out of the zone. Romanski runs that down, sends it back the other way. Landon Dano has it and sends it across to Andrew Dano. Another long pass. McGinnity tries to slap it in deep, but Marshfield able to clear it to center ice. Romanski going to try to send it in. Dino had the tag up. Tigers gain control of it. Cross-ice pass. Now it's sent out to center ice. Grabbed there by the Tigers. They'll backhand it in deep and give chase. Romanski's going to run it down for the Lumberjacks. Sam looks, flips it high off the glass, and it comes out of the zone. DeVoe tried to pick that one up and take off, but it was poke-checked away from him. Tigers have it. For a moment, Holcomb sends it back the other way. East needed a tag up, so Marshfield able to send it out to center ice. Here come the Tigers into the zone. Poke-checked away nicely by Romanski to the far boards. They don't get a shot on. Romanski sends it around the boards to the opposite side. Now he picks up the loose puck again and sends it around the other way. Austin Cummings is going to look for it and flip it to Feck. Then Feck carries it ahead. Feck into the zone. And offside is going to be the call. DeVoney got in early. Offside the call against the Lumberjacks with 12:17 to play here in the second period. Two on East, 12:17 to play in the second. Eric Schumacher takes the draw. Comes off to Knuckles. He sends it ahead. We get a whistle and another offside call against the Lumberjacks. Asoff comes out of the zone once again. Battle for the loose puck off the faceoff. Still loose. Now it's grabbed by Andy Cravens. He takes it in, flips it toward the net. Krieger sticks that around behind the net. Lumberjacks grab control of it again. Centering pass. Krasowski couldn't get a stick on it. Now Pascula leaves it for Knuckles. He flips it at the net. Goes off a skate to the corner. Slides behind the net. Krasowski knocks it over to the near boards. Marshfield looking to break it out. They clear it to center ice. Flip back the other way by Jack Knuckles. Now Cravens carries it in. Cravens in the slot. Can he get a shot away? Frank Spulacek takes a shot. That deflected didn't get through. Behind the net again. Lumberjacks have it. Now we've got a penalty coming. It's going to be against East. And it's going to be a cross-checking call, I think, against Andy Cravens. And it will be a power play situation for Marshfield. Cravens with the cross-check with 11:35 to play here in the second period. Landon Dino taking a face-off. Puck slides toward the east end. It's grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Now Romanski sends it around the boards and then cleared all the way to the other end by Andrew Dino. Marshfield's got to regroup, chase it down, and they do. Send the pass ahead. Knocked away again by Andrew Dino. He's going to come in hard on the forecheck, short-handed. Marshfield trying to get control of the puck. Now they send the pass ahead. Take it away, though, at center ice. Landon Dino back the other way. Sends it down into the corner. Marshfield will chase it down there. They have not been able to mount much of a threat on the power play so far. And now they carry it into the zone. There's a shot from the front. That goes high over the top. Nice hard shot, but too high for the Tigers that time. There's another shot. That got through. Barely got through. Romanski, but he got a piece of that with his leg. Now puck against the boards, trying to dig it out. Big checks right in front of me here. Grabbed by Romanski, and they look to clear it. Can't get it out. Marshfield holds it in and dumps it down into the corner. Sent around hard by Knuckles. Can they clear it? They will. Andrew Dino will flip it the length of the ice. 41 seconds remaining in the Marshfield power play. East gets a partial change of their penalty killing unit. DeVorney gets out there Feck as well. Now the puck is in the neutral zone. Marshfield carries it in. Drop pass. Now sent back down to the corner. They have not been able to set up a power play in the offensive zone yet. Knuckles picks up the loose puck now and gets it out of the zone again before he gets rifled into the boards hard. Here comes DeVorney back the other way. DeVorney takes it into the zone shorthanded. Poke checked away from him down into the corner. Tigers grab it there and look to break it out. They'll flip it ahead, but it's grabbed by Feck. Penalty's over. Lumberjacks kill it off. And Ben Feck's going to skate it ahead. Feck into the zone. Shoots. That didn't get through. Blocked. Now it's in front. Knocked away again to the corner. Tigers will grab it there and look to break it out. It's held in for a moment, then pops out of the zone. Holcomb's just going to dump it in. East needs to tag up. They'll get a partial change here. Tigers look to attack. Cross ice pass too hard, too far. Holcomb will send it back the other way for East. Peck catches, carries it into the zone. Derek Peck, he had a man to board. Shoots at the flex over the top of the net and out of play, and we get a whistle. 8:58 to play here, second period. 2-1 Lumberjacks. East hockey brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Faceoff coming to the right of the Marshfield goaltender, Brad Krieger. East wins it out to Holcomb. He takes a shot. That got through. Stick to the corner by Krieger. Comes out on top. Piscula flips it toward the net. Blocked again by Marshfield down into the corner. Tigers grab it there and look to break it out. Long cross-ice pass out to center ice. Grabbed by Piscula. Sends it back the other way. Grabbed by Eric Schumacher. And then knocked into the zone by Krasowski. Puck loose. Marshfield grabs it and sends it out. Now here they come. They'll flip it towards the net. Corbett sticks that aside. Grabbed by Holcomb. Breakout pass to Cravens. Comes all the way through the slot over to the opposite boards. Cravens grabs it there. He's going to attack. Cravens with some space. Carries it in. Cravens looking. Still looking. Literally passed too hard. Nobody could get a stick on that. Comes to the slot. Now onto the blue line. Diving save to keep it in by Holcomb. He still holds the zone. Cravens had it for a moment. Now gets it back. Takes a hard shot from a tough angle. That goes all the way to the opposite boards. Holcomb throws it at the net. Big scrum in front. East controls it. Out to the point again. Holcomb with it. Now we get a whistle. What are we going to have? They're going to call Cravens again in front of the net? Are they going to take one of each here? Let's see. It is going to be one of each. It's going to be 5-on-5 hockey. They're going to take Cravens and one of the Marshfield players who are getting into it in front of the net. Probably a pair of matching roughing penalties here. 5-on-5 hockey. Faceoff grabbed by Lumberjack. Romanski takes a shot. That deflected, didn't get through. Down into the corner. Dave McGinnity trying to dig it out of there. Puck slides along the boards. Holcomb flips it in from the blue line. In front, backhanded shot by Andrew Dano. Couldn't get much out of that one, and Krieger got a piece of it. McGinnity has it behind the net. Looking to center it. Tigers look to grab it. Finally, they do. They'll send it around the boards. Romanski steps in, holds it in for a moment. Down in the corner with it. Marshfield long pass, cross ice. Holcomb stepped up and tried. Now Marshfield has a man. The puck knocked to the corner. Deflected wide. Marshfield had numbers that time. Holcomb stepped up and anticipated trying to make an interception. Didn't get it. Here comes East back the other way. Now offside. Gabe McGinnity got caught in early. Offside the call again for Lumberjacks. 6:47 to play here, second period. East leading 2-1. For the matching penalties, keep it 5-on-5 hockey here. Ben Feck taking this faceoff for the Lumberjacks. And the puck loose comes out past the blue line after it went in, so offside the call against East, and we'll get another faceoff outside the zone. Battle for the center ice. Marshfield wins this one. They carry it into the zone. Derek Peck, they had a man. He couldn't get much on that one. Good back check by DeVoy. Tigers control it. Here's a shot from the point. Blocker save by Corbett. To the near boards. Piscula being pressured now. Looks deep to get rid of it. Cummings will try to get it out. Marshfield holds the zone. Puck loose down. Derek Peck, they had a man. He couldn't catch the hard pass. Now a drop pass behind the net. They get it out to the point. Marshfield one-timer, and that's deflected by Piscula. Didn't get through to Corbett. Marshfield in control of the puck. Centering pass attempt. Knocked away by Cummings. And then taken out of the zone by Ben Feck. Flips the pass ahead to DeVorty. DeVorty. Centering pass to Feck. One-timer. He just hit a chop at that one. It was in the air, and it went wide. Puck grabbed by Knuckles. He takes a shot. Krieger makes a save on that. Goes to the corner. Lumberjacks putting some pressure on right here in this shift of hockey. Puck goes to the corner. Marshfield looking to break it out. And they do get it out, and here they come into the zone. And Fanning on the shot, and Piscula takes it away. But he can't get it out as a big collision. Puck still in the zone. Now it's grabbed by Feck. Feck will backhand it ahead. Marshfield will knock it back into the zone. Feck quickly clears it. It hops over the stick of McGinnity, though. And Marshfield will grab it at center ice. They'll throw it at the net that goes wide. And it's flipped off the ceiling, and we get a whistle. Flipped up there by one of the Marshfield players. And so the faceoff will come out of the zone. And we got insulation falling from the ceiling onto the ice. Officials trying to escape some ice shavings over the top of that crud that fell from the ceiling. After that puck flipped up, there's a ceiling here at Marathon Park. Has a bunch of holes in it from pucks that have been thrown up there accidentally and, I would imagine, on purpose at times. Marshfield wins the draw. They've got it in front. Clearing attempt, and they couldn't get it out. Now they will. Marshfield sends it back in, but they had to tag up. Romanski will grab the loose puck and flip it up and out of the zone. Craven is going to try to chase that down, but it's too far. Icing is the call against the Lumberjacks. 4:35 to play here, second period. East Hockey brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman. Proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Eric Schumacher takes this face off for the Lumberjacks. Puck comes down to the corner. Romanski backhands it behind his own net to Holcomb. Holcomb sends it ahead to Krasowski. He's able to get it out of the zone. Hops over the stick of the Marshfield defenseman. Cravens is going to go in hard on a forecheck. Comes out to the point. Holcomb holds the zone back down deep. Puck slides to the opposite boards. Romanski's going to step in, to step up and hold it in. Flip it toward the net. It's caught. It's in front. Krasowski couldn't get a shot over there. Comes back out to the point. Romanski, backdoor pass. Holcomb steps up. Now centers it in front. Krasowski tries to get a stick on it. Goes to the corner. Cody sends it out to the point again to Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb goes cross ice, but that's intercepted and knocked out of the zone. Romanski chases it down low and sends it back the other way. East needs to tag up. They do. Tigers look to break it out. And it's going to be the length of the ice. Corbett's got to make a save on that. And now he's going to cover it up as a couple of Tigers came in on the forecheck. 3:39 to play. Second period. Lumberjacks leading 2-1. Both teams change. East will send out Landon Daedle. Andrew Daedle. Gabe McGinnity. Jack Knuckles out there now with Piscula. Marshfield holds the zone and flies to the corner. Nick Piscula, battling. And it's grabbed by Andrew Daedle, but he can't clear it. Turnover to the zone. Now poked away by Landon Daedle, up and out. He fights through a check. Carries it in. Shot. The save made by Krieger. The rebound in front. Nobody can get a stick on that. It goes to the corner. Landon Daedle tries to center it again. It's knocked away. He gets it back again. Sent over to the board. Jack Knuckles is going to step up and try to hold it. And does. Flips it down to the corner. Centering pass to the slot. There's a shot by Landon Daedle. Poked away from him before he could get much on that. Now he gets it back. Taken away again behind the net. Marshfield will grab the loose puck and try to get it out of the zone. They haven't yet. Now they will. The schooler runs it down at center ice. He's going to flip it back in. 2:39 to play here in the period. Marshfield, turnover in the zone. Landon Daedle shoots. And that's a high shot that Krieger got a glove on and went back off the backboards. Lumberjack still holding the zone. Tigers now grab it and will look to get it out. They finally do. It's intercepted, though, at center ice by Jack Knuckles. Poked away from him. Now Gabe McGinnity has it. McGinnity looks to attack. He gets stood up at center ice. Puck taken away. Now he gets it back, fires it in from across the blue line. It goes behind the net. Battle for it there. Tigers looking to take advantage of an East change. Here they come. Into the zone. Poked away, though, at the blue line. Tigers able to hold the zone for a minute. Romanski looks to get it out. Didn't clear it. Puck comes down to the corner. Tigers send it out to the point. Now it comes right in front. Lumberjacks able to clear it out, though. They wave off icing. Feck will give chase on the forecheck. Marshfield looks to break it out, and they will. Nice pass, but they couldn't catch it. It's going to be an icing call against the Tigers. It was a good pass, and they would have had a chance for a run in there, but Jacob Draves couldn't handle the pass, and icing is the call against the Tigers with a minute 32 to play here in the second period. 2-1 Lumberjacks. And they get an offensive zone faceoff here. Eric Schumacher takes the draw. Marshfield wins this one and sends it around the boards. Hrabanski steps up, shoots at the net. That's deflected. It went wide. Centering pass, intercepted. Knocked away by Cravens. Pops over the top of the net to the corner. Big collision in the corner. Cravens wins control of the puck for a moment. Tries to send it out to the point. Krasowski battling along the boards. Puck comes behind the Marshfield net. Krasowski tries to ramp her out. Hope to end. Cravens will score. Cody Krasowski tried to ramp around. Krieger made the save, but Cravens was right there and put the rebound away. And a 3-1 lead for the Lumberjacks. Andy Cravens gets the goal. Cody Krasowski will get the assist to go with his two goals he already has tonight. And it's 3-1 Lumberjacks. 1 minute in the second period remaining. East dumps it in again. Krasowski centering passes another shot that went wide. Comes out to Holcomb. He flips it at the net. Marshfield players went down hard after blocking that shot, but he pops right back up. Tigers send it in behind the east net, grabbed there by Romanski. To Cravens, now to Schumacher. Schumacher to Krasowski. Krasowski across the red line and will throw it in deep. Battle down to the corner. They're going to give Romanski an assist on that play as well, so it's Cravens from Romanski and Krasowski. East has it again behind the Marshfield net, just a few seconds remaining here in the second period. See if they can get one more here. Marshfield looking to clear it desperately, now they will. It's going to go the length of the ice, that's going to be an icing call against Marshfield with 2 seconds remaining. Well, I'll tell you what, they'll get an offensive zone faceoff here, and you can score off a faceoff with 2 seconds remaining. I've seen it done. In fact, Marshfield did it against East a number of years ago. East will take goalie Ian Corbett off the ice and put the extra skater on with this offensive zone faceoff. Ravens will take the draw and get tied up, and that's how the second period comes to an end. But a good period of hockey for the Lumberjacks. They get 2 goals here, and they lead it by a score of 3-1. We'll come back and recap the scoring after this. You're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.